White Band, Let's Go Round Again to start the hour, and Wham! There with I don't want your
freedom. George Michael, he wrote that when he was just 19.
Did he really?
Yes. And he says that the song, telling a girl that he wants to fully commit to her and not have one of those relationships where they can see other people.
Right.
That's what it's all about.
Monogamy.
Yes.
Just a footnote to our Danish football story about fans being encouraged to gather in the car park outside the stadium. Mark says, car parks in Denmark may not be 10-floor crammed-up spaces, but open fields at a stadium. Drive-in cinemas and concerts have become popular lately in Denmark. It helps keep the social distance for sure. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Cinemas and concerts may be, well, I don't know, but I mean, how can you stop a load of football fans jumping around in a car park?
Well, have you not
seen...
distance? No, I have seen... They've had, like, clubbing events where people have been in their cars and a DJ's been up on stage, like a drive-in cinema, and they've been dancing in their cars, so... Yeah, guess
it's possible.
The song,
I've been dancing in my car.
Yeah.
The most popular German baby names for 2019 have been released, including for every region of the country. Hannah is now the most popular name for girls, pushing last year's first place of Emma into second. Noah has shot up the charts from fourth place into first, pushing 2018's first place getter Ben into the second position. The list is compiled by the Society for the German Language, with the 2019 figures released yesterday. So girls' names in reverse order: Marie at number 10, Mila at 9, Ella 8, Clara 7, Lena 6, Sophia at 5, Amelia 4, Mia 3, Emma at 2, and Hannah at number 1. So hang on, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. No, they're all names end in A. All the names end in A.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hannah,
Emma, Mia.
I thought Hannah had an H at
the
end.
It can be spelled either way.
Oh, okay.
Sophia, Lena, Clara, Ella, Mila. Oh, no, Marie. Sorry. It could be Maria.
Could be.
But it's not. And boys' names, 10, Finn.
10?
Finn.
Oh, at number 10. Sorry, I thought you were saying 10 was a name.
No. Jonas at 9, Elias at 8, Felix at 7, Henry at 6, Louis 5, Leon 4, Paul 3, Ben 2, and Noah at number 1. Interesting?
Very.
Emma seems to be universally popular, doesn't it?
Yes.
Wherever you go. Here's this morning's comedy and a bit of Les Dawson today.
Tonight I'd like to, if I may, play you a memorable song, one that is forever in our thoughts. It's a truly unforgettable number. And that's why it's called Unforgettable. Thank you. I've forgotten it. Please forgive me if I appeared down in the mouth this evening, but I've just had some bad news. Tomorrow it's the mother-in-law's funeral. And she's cancelled it. Actually, despite the things I say about that gog and that woman, I'm very fond of her. When she was ill last year, I said to the wife, I said, don't worry about your mother. If she's at death's door, I'll pull her through. She went for a swim, Loch Ness and the monster got up and picketed the lake. I haven't seen her for about a fortnight. So it's a fortnight ago. I was in a public house of dubious distinction. I can imagine how I felt. There she was, lying on the floor of the 4 Ale Bar in a pool of spilt Britvic and chewed cashew nuts. And 6 men from an oil rig were hitting her with bar stools. One of my neighbours said, are you going to help? I said, no, 6 of them should be enough.
Mother-in-law jokes, eh? Gotta love them.
Today's quiz.
Hope I do better than yesterday.
Mick Jagger got married on this day in 1971. Who did he get married to and where?
Bianca Jagger and Saint-Tropez.
Very good. Question number 2. On this day in 1958, the Everly Brothers started a 4-week run at number 1 in the US with which song?
Dream.
Yes. Can I have the full title, please?
Dream, dream, dream. So whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream.
Dream, yes. Correct. And finally, on this day in 1969, the minimum voting age in Britain was lowered from 21 to 18. What was Pete Wingfield's 1970 hit with 18 in the title?
18 with a bullet.
Well done, 3 out of 3. Things are looking up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've just been kind to me this morning.
Riviera Radio. Business.
Morning.
Good morning.
You going to pop out and have a game of tennis with anyone?
It's not entirely sure what you're allowed and not allowed to do in the UK. It has to be said. It's sort of go back to work, don't go back to work, get on don't go on public transport, so ride your bike to work or walk to work. It's a little bit confusing, but for a lot of people who can stay at home and work at home, unfortunately one of those, then I will be doing that, I think, for some time to come.
Yeah, I mean, it's not much use saying, you know, go to work on a bicycle if you live in Brighton and work in London, is it?
Well, it's not much. Yeah, certainly if you live in Cobham and you work in Canary Wharf and you leave at 5 o'clock in the morning in your car, maybe I'd have to leave at 3 o'clock on my bike.
Well, yeah. Well, there's something to be said for that.
Well, that's true. I know you cycling every morning.
Yeah, I did actually consider it once in a moment of madness, but quickly changed my mind again. Okay, well, we've got investors fretting about a potential second wave of coronavirus now, as we were mentioning yesterday.
Yeah, equity markets just a little bit low yesterday. Certainly nothing dramatic. The investors are reacting to the latest coronavirus data reports, concerned, as you say, about the development of a second wave. So after New York mayor said the city would remain in lockdown into June, South Korea reported a flare-up in cases. I think it's been linked to nightclubs in Seoul. Russia reported a record number of new cases in for one day. It's now got more cases in Italy, France and the UK. And Wuhan reported its first new infections since the Chinese city ended its lockdown last month. Stock 600 slipped 0.4% yesterday. S&P was flat, but Dow Jones down 0.45%. Looks like a slightly weaker start on the European bourses this morning. Currently calling FTSE down 18 points. DAX over in Frankfurt down 42 points. CAC Corner Paris off 19 points.
Yeah, the public's going to remain cautious by the looks of it. I'm going to report this morning saying that they're watching a business activity in China very carefully, and people remaining cautious. Restaurants open, but reports to be half empty. Vehicle sales have risen, but still well below normal. And that pattern is likely to be repeated in Europe and the United States.
Yeah, I think so. You know, people obviously are concerned around the economic outlook. They're concerned around the potential for further consequences if they did indeed catch the virus, and still remain cautious from that perspective. So the key elements to watch for is the ability for economies to reopen, for workers to get back to their jobs. But also, when they do get back to their jobs, what does it mean in terms of consumption, particularly from households, and whether changes in patterns will have longer term consequences.
Right, so let's talk about Saudi Arabia. They introduced VAT 2 years ago and have hiked it to 15%.
15%.
It was 5%. Yeah. Also, all sorts of other austerity measures. Of course, this is all because they're getting much, much less revenue because of the collapse of the oil price.
Yeah, announced it's tripling taxes on base goods, as you say, to 15%, also cutting spending on major projects by around $26 billion as it grapples with blows from the coronavirus and the low oil price on its economy. Saudi's citizens will also lose a bonus cost of living allowance that's been in place since 2018. Despite efforts to diversify the economy, the kingdom continues to rely heavily on oil for revenue. Brent below $30 a barrel is far below the range Saudi Arabia needs to balance its budget. The kingdom's also lost revenue from the suspension of pilgrimages to its holy cities. The IMF projects that all six energy-producing Gulf Arab states will be in economic recession during the course of this year.
And of course, that's having a big effect on Russia as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is having an effect in terms of Russia. As we're talking about, the coronavirus has had an effect. Russia needs actually a higher oil price than the likes of Saudi Arabia in order to meet its commitments. Although Russia comes into the crisis in relatively good shape. If you look at its reserves, have been strong. It's had a budget surplus for some time. So there are some reasons to be a little bit more confident about Russia, but its reliance on oil is still incredibly important. They certainly won't want this low oil price for some time, which is part of the reason why eventually the OPEC Plus agreement came back into fruition, although it's not been enough to bring the oil market back into proper rebalance.
Well, since you've been forced to curtail your jet-setting lifestyle, the Marriott hotels haven't been doing very well.
Yeah, it was a poor set of numbers coming through from Marriott. No real surprise. They said business collapsed in April as global travel ground to a halt, causing business and leisure travellers to stay at home. Revenue per available room, which is a key measure of occupancy and pricing, decreased 90% in April. April could be regarded as the worst month in the company's history. quarter of its 7,300 hotels are completely shut. Hope is emanating a little bit from China. Signs that business is starting to bounce back. Occupancy at its hotels in the region hit 25% in April. That's still a low number, but up from the 10% they experienced in February. Marriott has been hoarding cash. It's been raising money through a bond issue, shuttering properties and furloughing staff, all in an effort to try and ride out the pandemic. No surprise the shares have been a pretty poor performer, down 42% this year.
Right, and Sir Richard Branson, who's taken a lot of flack after asking the government for a £500 million bailout to save Virgin Atlantic, has decided that he's going to sell a stake in Virgin Galactic to try and raise the cash instead.
Yeah, it's interesting. He's been a very popular UK entrepreneur for many years, and normally the public is very supportive of Sir Richard Branson. He's somewhat tarnished a little bit as he's gone through this process, but still looking, I think, to maintain his high profile and to save his airline. Sir Richard Branson continuing selling more than a quarter of his stake in Virgin Galactic, move that would provide him with $500 million worth of cash to support the broader Virgin Empire, including the airline. He owns 92.6 million shares of Virgin Galactic, worth about $1.9 billion. It's his biggest holding in a listed business. He's been trying to save his Virgin Atlantic Airways, which has struggled to qualify for a UK-supported loan program. Branson estimated to have a net worth somewhere around $5.1 billion, so it's thought that's fallen by around $2 billion since mid-February. But in an open letter to staff, remember, he said he doesn't have much cash on hand to inject into businesses. All of his money is invested, like many business people do, actually. So that's not perhaps a surprise. It's often liquidity that poses the real problem to many of these businesses in times of turmoil.
I thought he was going to mortgage his island.
I think he said he would put it up for collateral. This is Necker. He suggested that he would put up for collateral in response to a loan from the government, but that didn't come to pass.
Do you think he could have avoided any of these problems if he hadn't sort of moved to Necker Island 14 years ago and stopped paying income tax in the UK?
I think that's been part of the decision-making process. That's not for me to say whether that's right or wrong or the validity of that, but it appears that has been part of the discussion that's been taking place.
Do you want to go into space?
I'm not in a great rush to go into space, to be honest. I'll wait for it to sort of settle down a little bit and become a little bit more comfortable before I decide to go up in a rocket. How about you?
If somebody paid for it, I'm not paying for it.
Well, I'm sure Riviera Radio would sponsor you to do a live link from space.
Yes, okay, you put it to the headmaster. I'm sure he's all ears.
I think you'll be fine, no problems there. You could be you could set up a station out there, couldn't you?
That has been a bit of a dream, the first DJ in space.
Yes, yeah. That would be all right. Murder on the dance floor, playing across space would really go down well.
All right, foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against the dollar coming in at 1.23, euro dollar coming in at 1.08. Going to get €1.14 for your British pound this morning.
Beam me up, Scotty.
Have a good day, my
friend.
Talk
to you tomorrow, yeah. Hank Potts from Barclays. It's
on FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online. This is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Sarah Lysa has the top stories across the Riviera.
The latest report from the Regional Health Agency has shown that there were 7 additional deaths from coronavirus on Monday in the Alt-Maritime and 5 in the Var. Since the beginning of the epidemic, COVID-19 has claimed 443 lives in both regions, 224 in the Alt-Maritime and 219 in the Var. 202 people are in hospital in the Alt-Maritime, of which 21 are in intensive care. In the Var, 219 patients are hospitalised, of which 21 are in intensive care. The numbers in intensive care are the lowest since March the 25th. In the Principality, no new COVID-19 cases have been reported, with 3 more people making a full recovery. The number of cases stands at 96, and 85 patients have been cured. One person is in intensive care at the Princess Grace Hospital. Meanwhile, on a national level, France experienced a sharp increase in the number of deaths from COVID-19 on Monday. After several days of decline, 260 people were declared dead from the virus. While 26,643 deaths have been recorded to date in France, the pressure on A&E services continues to decline, with 64 fewer patients. Since the start of the epidemic, 96,431 people have been admitted to hospital in France, of which 56,724 have since been discharged. 22,284 remain in hospital. The obligation to wear a mask in public in Nice has been cancelled by the mayor, Christian Estrosi. Estrosi had introduced a compulsory measure, however it was soon challenged by the Human Rights League, leading to a withdrawal of the measure on Monday. Following the announcement, the mayor of Nice has added that he will not give up on making masks compulsory in public spaces, introducing a new decree today as part of the health emergency law, which was officially extended in France on Monday. The Alpes-Maritimes and the Var experienced heavy rainfall on Monday. 135 millimetres of rain was recorded in Châteauneuf-Grasse. In the Var, an average of 1 month's worth of rain fell overnight from Sunday to Monday. Despite the bad weather on Monday, it did not stop 50 yellow vests from gathering on the Bandol roundabout at the motorway entrance to the A50 in the Var. The first day of the easing of lockdown in France saw police present as protesters gathered, declaring that they wanted to show that their fight continues. The mayor of Toulon, Hubert Falco, has said that he is optimistic that the region's coastline will be reopened to the public this weekend. Pending a decision from the prefecture, Falco added that following talks, a favourable outcome would be given, or could be given rather, at the end of this week. Most of the parks and gardens in Toulon were reopened on Monday. Meanwhile, in Nice, the mayor confirmed on Monday that the green light had been given by the prefect for beaches and the promenade to reopen at the weekend. Swimming, walking and individual sporting activities will be allowed, while some bathing remains prohibited. The travel limitation of 100 kilometres radius from your home has been introduced as part of the easing of the lockdown measures. While you will no longer need a certificate to circulate freely, you will, however, need a valid essential reason for work or family to go further than 100 kilometres from your home. The new certificate required is available on the government's website. However, if you're wondering how far you're allowed to go, there are many online tools which have been published by the government, as well as an app entitled Carte de confinement, 100 km à vol d'oiseau. Finally, according to a recent study, the French have discovered the joys of gardening during lockdown, with the sale of outdoor plants tripling in the last 8 weeks. 66% of respondents said that they had spent more time tending to their garden or patio during lockdown, and 85% of them said that gardening had been their main activity during the lockdown period.
Riviera Radio, sports news.
Oh, so I'm not alone then.
You're one of many.
Yeah. So this thing about you can go for a swim, but you can't go sunbathing.
Yeah, you're not allowed to stay static on the beach.
So what do? You have to, when you have your swim, you have to get out and get your clothes on and run off straight
away.
Yeah,
but then I guess people who meditate, I don't know whether they'll be allowed to. Is that considered a sporting activity? Is it going to be allowed?
Well, can't you just sort of lie on the beach and sort of do some exercise? Pretend you like lift a leg up and, you know...
Don't damage yourself. Exercise is not a good way forward for you.
You could pretend you're doing like extra slow yoga.
Well, that's it. Is that going to be classified as staying still? Don't even go there.
Formula One, Sebastian Vettel is to leave Ferrari at the end of the season. Reports say the four-time world champion will move on after contract talks with Ferrari broke down without agreement. The news has started the rumour mill with suggestions that Carlos Sainz is favourite to get Vettel's seat and suggestions that Vettel might move the other way to McLaren. Daniel Ricciardo might also be interested in the seat at McLaren should Sainz leave to join Ferrari after being reportedly unsettled at Renault. Vettel's options may be limited and there's no suggestion he could rejoin Red Bull where he won his four world titles. Don't think Max Verstappen will put up with him at Red Bull.
No, maybe not.
Football English Premier League teams have been told they may have to repay £340 million in television money, even if the season resumes behind closed doors. Reports say the figure could rise substantially if the season is curtailed and relegation scrapped. On Monday, the British government said there could be no elite sports staged in the country until at least the 1st of June. Clubs have been meeting to try and engineer a restart behind closed doors. A meeting of the Professional Footballers Association and the League Managers Association is to be held tomorrow to discuss medical protocols. And in rugby union, English and French clubs have written to World Rugby with a demand to be involved in the establishment of a new schedule post-coronavirus. In a joint letter, the RFU and the LNR say it's vital they are consulted about plans to shake up the calendar. Rugby administrators have been discussing how the sport will look after the pandemic, with one proposal being to abolish the July tour window in order to run back-to-back international windows in the autumn. The concept has been endorsed by World Rugby, which is also in favour of a revised Six Nations Championship. Such changes would require radical alterations to both domestic and European club seasons.
The Marine Weather Forecast, brought to you by Oyster Yachts. Be safe on the seas with Oyster Yachts.
The coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore the Isle Maritime and the Var. The general situation is a depression, 1,004 millibars over northern Italy. Winds are west-southwesterly, force 3 to 5. The sea is slight to moderate. Visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat, 1,014 millibars. That's the outlook for Wednesday. Thundery showers, force 4 to 6 northeasterly winds, moderate seas and good visibility. For North Corsica, winds are southwesterly, force 4 to 6. The sea is moderate. Visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Cap Corse, 1,015 millibars. And the outlook for Wednesday, showery, force 4 to 6 southeasterly winds, moderate seas and good visibility.
The Marine Weather Forecast, brought to you by Oyster Yachts. Crafted by British boat builders since 1973, the best ocean-going sailing yachts in the world. The world is your oyster. Make Oyster your world. OysterYachts.com.
Riviera Radio. Weather.
Mainly fine today. Light to moderate westerly or variable winds. Temperatures 20 to 22 degrees this afternoon. Overnight lows 16 degrees on the coast. 14 degrees inland with partially cloudy skies. Wednesday and Thursday, sunshine and showers. Highs of 19 to 21 degrees. Finally.
Have you been helping your daughter with her homework?
A little bit, yes. A little bit. I had a look over her shoulder yesterday to see what she was getting up to.
Well, I had physics yesterday. It was a 20-minute test. And I got to the last 5 minutes and Charlotte and I were still struggling on the five questions. But apparently Ed Sheeran has been helping out with school children that are in lockdown and doing remote lessons. He's been teaching children his hits on guitar with music lessons.
Why couldn't he teach physics?
Who? Me?
Ed Sheeran.
Oh, yes, no, I need somebody, I can
tell
you. He
looks like he was a bit of a swot, actually, doesn't he?
Well, he's given music lessons to lockdown school children. He answered questions as well as teaching them how to play some of his hits, such as Perfect on guitar.
Great.
There you go.
Valuable lessons for life.
He'd like that.